Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Take, brought to you by Compeer Financial. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Paul Douglas. How are you?
Oh, man. Mom said there would be days like today. It's just I'm in awe of the weather, and I'm concerned about the threat of severe weather later today. I know there's stuff happening beyond the weather, potentially good news for pandemic frontline worker bonus pay. I know there's been a lot of talk about that. It's been dragging on seemingly forever, but with this budget surplus, maybe some good news for those folks?
Well, Democrats came out yesterday from the House and the Senate in Minnesota and said, you know, we should increase pay or increase the pool of people who get pandemic bonus pay from that $250 million, their original pool. Their new proposal would be $1 billion of the surplus. Wow. I think we'll end up somewhere between $250 million and $1 billion. I think Republicans really want to kind of narrow it in on those people who sacrifice the most on the front lines. Democrats have expanded it to a large list. This was one of the major sticking points. And, you know, this was supposed to be done by Labor Day, Paul. They didn't get it done by then. And they're probably not going to take it up by January. I think the real question is, does it get caught up in all the other budget negotiations and then get dragged out until April or May, which, you know, is a 7-8 month delay and a bonus that, you know, people wanted before the end of the year. So we'll see how this goes. Posturing and positioning, I know you're shocked, is happening at the Capitol.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Can we dock legislators' pay until something gets passed? I guess that that would be extreme.
That would be extreme, and probably not, because the legislators would have to pass the bill to dock their own pay. So,
are pigs flying?
Okay. Not today, but it was 60-mile-an-hour winds, Paul. They could be later.
The pigs could be airborne later on today, so anything could happen. So I want to pivot and just mention that Jim Hovland, the mayor of Edina, is going to be joining us at 7:20 to talk about these carjackings. I know a lot of concern in the suburbs, a lot of reports, St. Louis Park, Edina, and now the Hennepin County Attorney's Office is getting involved, right?
Yeah, they said they're going to dedicate more prosecutors at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office to carjackings and just why they're happening, how they're happening. Some insight on that is just a lot of them are being done by youth. And once you're a juvenile, it's hard to keep you incarcerated or, you know, in jail. You're out pretty quickly before you see your consequences or your day in court. And so that's been one insight. But I think one of the interesting things here is that this has been going on for months, but once it starts to hit the headlines is when prosecutors started to pay attention, or there's a town hall meeting in Edina. And this isn't just a West Metro thing. This is happening all over the metro area. I wrote about it, I think, 4 or 5 weeks ago. I kind of called this out and said, you know, people aren't acknowledging it and they're not paying attention, from mayors to governors. And, you know, Paul, I think that's the interesting thing, is that a tweet can get everybody outraged in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But some of this stuff just took a long time for people to acknowledge, not to mention just the frequency it happens in Minneapolis or St. Paul without there being special dedicated prosecutors. And I think that's where people have really grown frustrated. And frankly, they could have taken care of, or they could have addressed it sooner. But it took them a long time to even acknowledge it.
Yeah, now it's front and center. And quickly, Blois, $2.5 trillion extension from Congress. No imminent credit default, right?
Right. And it could get us even into 2023. So we don't even have to have this discussion and debate for a year, year and a half, which would be refreshing. So Congress passed that last night on a partisan vote. Democrats voting for it, Republicans voting against it.
Blois Olson, thank you. Hope you don't become airborne. Stay put, okay?
Ankle weights today, Paul. Ankle weights.
Yeah. Blois Olson, thank you so much.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.